at the risk of arrest, persecution, and even death. And so I'm just always mindful that when we do this, may we never take for granted this freedom. And may we always remember to be faithful in prayer for our sisters and our brothers in other parts of the world who don't enjoy this freedom. And yet, as we were reminded, the gospel is still going forward and blossoming there. In preparation for speaking and just kind of, I guess, putting a little bow on the evening, maybe, I began really thinking about my journey of faith and reflecting, and I loved the idea of the Ebenezers, and I didn't really know that whole process, but I kind of did that. And so as I was thinking back on my own journey of faith, I thought of things like others have shared. I thought about ways that I've grown in my faith and things that have challenged my faith and encouraged my faith and how my faith has even sustained me in difficult times. And I thought a lot about my faith as a noun, this faith, this thing. And then I began to think about the faithful God that we serve. And I thought about how He is just so faithful, and His faithfulness is evident. And I loved, again, just the practice of those Ebenezers that we go through and we write our story and we write those monuments, thinking back over those. We've heard stories of God's faithfulness to heal, both physically and relationally, and His faithfulness to restore and to transform hearts and lives. We've heard stories of His faithfulness in sustaining and growing a new baby church on the other side of the world, that a seed was planted and then the door closed, and then all of these years later for to be able to hear that evidence of God's faithfulness doing that. We heard about His faithfulness in equipping us for the tasks for which He calls us, especially when we feel like we are way out of our comfort zone, that He is faithful in equipping us to do those things. So we've heard these great stories of His faithfulness. And as I was reflecting and praying about His faithfulness and my faith journey, I guess, as we so often say, I thought about my life in recent years, and a little different experience with faith. And I grew up in the church. Both of my parents were on staff at First Baptist Church in Houston. I, as probably many of you, you know, was there all the time. I think I might have been in high school before I realized that everyone didn't spend Christmas Eve putting those little round things on candles. I mean, I just thought, well, I mean, that's what everybody does on Christmas Eve, you know. So I have loved the Lord. I've loved the fellowship of believers. I've loved serving God my whole life. But in recent years, I felt like my faith took me in a direction that was just a little different. As our family faced some really challenging situations, I found myself leaning hard on my faith. And the struggle that followed was, as much as I tried to place my hope and my trust and my faith in the Lord, that this was going to work out, that it was going to be good, it was going to have, as maybe we say, a happy ending, reality told me that might not end the way you really want it to end. And I thought, do I not have enough faith? And I know many of you, I've talked to several of you, you think, okay, if I just have faith enough, and if I believe enough, and I trust enough, and I hope enough, and pray enough, and get enough people to pray towards this. But the struggle was the reality of what really might play out. Many of us have faced that situation. And what happens? I love to celebrate the stories of His faithfulness and how He brought us through and did all of these great acts. But so often in our lives, it's not that He answers it the way that we're hoping. It's we get down to the nitty-gritty when we have faith through that. In the midst of all of this, I found this definition of faith by Oswald Chambers. The people in my Sunday school class know that I quote him probably too much. But his definition of faith said, faith is deliberate confidence in the character of God. Deliberate confidence in the character of God. And I realized that a lot of my faith, the reason I was struggling is that my confidence was in Him delivering me. My confidence was in Him answering the prayer, healing the person, restoring the relationship, whatever it was, that my confidence, if I just prayed and hoped and trusted enough, that would come through. And so as you think about placing this deliberate confidence in the character of God, His character, He's good, and He's pure, and He's holy, and He's just, and He is satisfying. As the song says, He is my all in all. And so as we moved kind of into some of these situations, and as some of you that I know who are facing similar situations, we say, our faith, He doesn't just deliver us when we have the great outcome. We put our faith in His character, and even if, and I found myself saying that, I had a group of friends who just prayed. I call them the praying mamas, because I could send them a text and about a specific prayer request, and I knew right then if they were driving carpool, wherever they were, they would send a prayer right then for our situation. And I was talking to them at one point, and they were saying, this is going to work. We're just praying. And I said, this is what God has taught me this week. Even if, and you can fill in the blank, even if the chemo isn't successful, even if the relationship doesn't survive, even if the prodigal child doesn't come back, even if you fill in that blank, He is still good, and He is holy, and He is just, and He is enough. And when I finally learned to rest my faith in that truth, in the character of God, this deliberate confidence in that, I thought my faith felt like a verb, an action word, that I was doing something. And as my spirit pulled me to doubt, or I shouldn't say pulls, right, to doubt or worry or despair or try to take things into my own hands and just solve this problem on my own, I remember, no, faith is not just that I know a lot about God. Faith is not just that I've been at church every Sunday for my entire life. Faith is that even when things are that bad, that I'm placing my confidence in Him, and He is enough. And so we all, as we've talked about, we all have a story. We have big, powerful, amazing, miraculous stories. We have stories of Him sustaining us through the darkest days of our lives. We all have those stories, but stories really aren't that good unless we tell them. If you have a story and it just stays here, then it's really, I think, maybe just your own experience, and you haven't shared it. And so there's power in sharing your story. I think about these churches around the world, these house churches that are thriving. They start through the power of someone telling their story. These young girls who were rescued out of human trafficking, 14, 15, 16 years old, and are taken into this home where they are loved on, where they are taught about Jesus and His redemptive power. And they become Christians, and they live there for a while, and then they go back to their villages. And guess what they do when they get there? They tell their story. And then a small church is formed, and they can't do what we can do, pull in more chairs, because they're not supposed to be meeting. And so one person from that little group goes and starts another, and guess what they do? They tell their story. And then another church forms, and we find that this is growing and growing, and the gospel is going out, because the story of God's faithfulness in our lives is powerful. But only if we tell it. We have to tell a story. You don't have to tell the whole story, but at least tell a story of God's faithfulness. Just this morning in our Sunday school class, someone responded to a question and said, just this week, someone shared with me a scripture I've heard probably 100 times in my life, but this time it was different. It was powerful, and I heard it in a different way, and it really ministered to me. And she was saying to our class, it really reminded me of how God's word is living and active. She told a story. And that's what we need to do. We need to tell a story. So you have homework. It's been a long time since you've had homework, maybe. But you have homework. You thought you were just coming to have a nice meal and gather around and do some little fun games. And no. You actually have a homework assignment. And that is, go tell a story. It can be the smallest story. It can be a big story. I heard one story that didn't make the video, but I heard a story about Miss Hubbard going to Walmart and seeing people maybe who were down or discouraged and just looking for ways to encourage. That is powerful, telling a story. So your homework this week is to tell a story of God's faithfulness to someone. It can be to your child, a grandchild, a spouse, a friend, whoever it is. We want you to leave this place ready to tell a story about God's faithfulness. Now, I think later in the week you're going to get a little friendly email reminder. And what we would love for you to do is, if you have completed your assignment, we would love to hear about it. So you might even get like double credit, right, Mary, because you told a story about telling your story. So, but we really would love to hear that you have done that. This is not like, you don't have to walk up to someone on the street and say, hey, do you have a second? I really need to tell you, when I was 12, I mean, this is not that. This is just as you're going and living and doing life, that you pray for opportunities to tell your story, and that we will all be blessed by what God is going to do through us in our world around us. Thank you so much for being here. What a privilege it is to gather together with sisters in Christ and just share our stories with each other. Let me pray for us, and then we are dismissed. Let's pray. Lord God, we are so, so grateful that you have written your love upon our hearts. And God, I pray that as we leave this place, we would not just jump right back into our busy schedules, that we would remember to think back on your faithfulness through the years, that we would make our own notebook of the Ebenezers, of these moments that you delivered us from things, that you delivered us through things, but that you were always right there. And God, I pray that we would have the courage to share those stories with people around us, that you would move through our lives and our words to draw others closer to you. Thank you for this church. Thank you for their commitment to discipleship, to proclaiming the gospel near and far. We are so grateful to be a part of it. And we thank you and praise your precious and holy name. Amen.